And now this is a dictation for Daniel Arens, A-R-E-N-S, July 28, 37, addresses a letter to Brian Twaits, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, 2915348. Dear Mr. Twaits, follow-up for Daniel, advanced renal failure, hypertension in small kidneys, last visit in April, comes accompanied with wife. Next week to have an AV fistula placed, Dr. Bonacci, B-O-N-A-C-C-I, denies hospital admission, weight is stable, eating, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, blood pressure runs normal low at home, only takes Norvasc as needed, other review system is negative, medication list review, Norvasc as needed, and vitamin D125. Today, blood pressure 152/89. White coat hypertension, alert oriented sign 3, normal speech, decreased hearing, respiratory, cardiovascular, no abnormalities, no ascites, tenderness, masses, no edema, and no gross neurological deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 3.1, which is still baseline. There is pancytopenia, total white blood cells 3.9, anemia 8.8, low MCB 71, low platelet 71. Normal sodium, potassium elevated 5.1, normal acid base, present GFR 19, stage 4. Normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. The pancytopenia is not new. He's getting ERA-NESP. He's on Rocaltrol for elevated PTH. Does have good levels of ferritin and iron saturation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4. Hypertension and small kidneys. Presently no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no pulmonary edema. Next number, in the near future, AV fistula to be placed. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, continue vitamin D125. Next number, pancytopenia, presently no external bleeding, good levels of iron, no evidence of infection. Needs to be followed with you and potential evaluation by hematology. Monthly blood test, come back on the next 3-4 months.